Who gives this woman to this man?
Her mother and I.
Good. You can sit next to her. Please put the chairs. Our help and only expectation is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's sing together while continuing this service by singing Psalter 360. Bless the man that fears Jehovah, walking ever in his ways. By thy toil thou shalt be prospered, and be happy all thy days. 1 and 2, 360. Reading of the Holy Scriptures can be found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 84. The book of Psalms, Psalm 84. Before we confess with the church of all ages and places our undoubted Christian faith, with the words of the 12 articles. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe one holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's turn to the scripture, Psalm 85. 84. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear. O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our God, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in my courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Let's pray together. Lord, we are called by thy providence, and it may be in thy everlasting favor that we will be used to officiate a marriage between a man and a woman in the bond, in the covenant bond of marriage. Lord, we pray that thou would be a blessing unto them, that in the first place that bond that's everlasting between thy people may also be their bonds between thee and them, and then between the husband and the wife, and if thou art pleased with it, to give them children. Lord, we pray, bless them in this time of uncertainty and affliction, when division after division, politically and economically and worldwide, with sickness and sickness is coming upon us, like thou hast said in thy word in the latter days. Lord, we pray that thou would save our souls. And if we might know thee by grace, protect us. Strengthen that faith that thou hast given to thy people. Strengthen them to the end. Thou hast won the victory already, and thy people are all only sharing in that victory. It's weak, sinful, trespassers, fallen and sometimes living in sin, and yet not cut off the time of grace. Have mercy upon the families in the Netherlands. Zegen de families in Nederland. De familie de Korte en al de broers en zusters, familieleden. Dat ze toch ook op deze dienst en in deze dienst hier, in een zekere zin mocht het zijn, Heere, geestelijk tegenwoordig zijn. Zegen uw woord, ook daar. We mochten schriften openen, want de kerk weet het. Zend uw licht en waarheid, opdat die mij geleide en breng op de berg uw heiligheid. Heilig uw getuigenis aan deze harten, Heere, dat deze jonge man mag zijn, een priester in zijn gezin. De vrouw hem erende, niet alleen, maar ook een hulper zijn als tegenover hem. In de dingen van de tijd, u mogen het geven ook in de dingen van de eeuwigheid. Dat bovenal. Ge mocht de schriften openen, verzoenen onze schulden. Wij staan in onze schande. Maar als u ons bekleedt met uw gerechtigheid, ziet u geen zonde in uw Jacob en geen overtreding in uw Israël. Heilig uw getuigenis, alstublieft, om Jezus wil. Amen. Gemeente, wij willen nu nog zingen van Psalter 421. We want to sing from Psalter 421, the stanzas 3 and 5. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art. Thy ways are hidden in his heart. Jacobus and Esther. Here I am sitting now, brought together, had a desire to be bound together in the marriage bond, and here I am in the house of God to ask a blessing. And know that your vows are vowed in the presence of God. You vowed, and you will vow if God gives it to you, to God with all your promises. And he will keep an eye on it. I hope it might be and will be in favor. Joined together till death separates you. It's always difficult to find the text, to know what you have to preach. But the text I found and which I have peace is this text 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. And I will extend it. They will be still praising thee, Selah. It speaks about 2 wonders. In the first place, that God has a house, a tabernacle in the midst of his people to live, to dwell. The house is called the tabernacle, or to translate it properly, the house of meeting, where God's people are meeting the Lord. That's the house of God. But how can a holy God live with a sinful people who are rotten from top to bottom, liars, thieves, unfaithful? How can a holy and righteous judge and God who created us sinless in paradise live with sinners and lives in the midst of sinners? How is it possible that God took a boat in the midst of a people of whom he said, you troubled me for 40 years in the desert? Do you know why? It's by sovereign grace alone, outside of you. But there is a way. In the tabernacles are the courts. But especially in the tabernacle is the altar, where a sinless lamb is sacrificed, not opening his mouth. Where the blood of the lamb is once a year brought into the holiest of holies, spread upon the ark, the cover of reconciliation. And from that cover, above that cover, speaks God to his people. He's the God of life, the living God who has chosen his people from eternity, because he has loved them. And therefore, if you read the first verses in 84, how amiable are thy tabernacles? Do you know what it means? Out of the tabernacles floweth love. Uit het huis van God. Ik spreek een beetje Nederlands voor je familie. Vloeit liefde. voor zichzelf en voor zijn volk. Hij is, mijn kinderen, beminnenswaardig. Wij niet. Maar hij is beminnenswaardig. Waard om bemind te worden. Als hij zijn enige geboren zoon gegeven heeft om verzoend te zijn met zijn kerk. Eenzijdige liefde voor vijanden en die hem haten van nature. Dood in zonde en misdaden. Hoor je David zingen? Wat een liefde gaat er vanuit. Uit dat huis van God. Eeuwige liefde. Verzoende liefde, eternal love, reconciled love, love pouring out of the throne of mercy. David is probably not, we don't know where, but he can't go to church. To the tabernacles. He is separated from it. But he longs for it. He doesn't say, hey, it's church again, I'm sleeping a bit on the Lord's Day. Or during the week. I have to do my business. He longs with soul and body. He fainted for the court of the Lord with heart that is spiritually by faith. And flesh. That was lacking in these days in the Netherlands, but also here, that we hardly could attend services with the whole congregation. For where two or three are gathered together is the Lord in its midst. He longs for God. He would have set everything aside if he could go to the house of the Lord and see the love of God in the sacrifices to be reconciled with his people. My heart and my soul, my flesh, my soul, my heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. That's God who lives. We serve a living God, dear friend. Who chooses, who saves, who directs, who brings together Jacobus and Esther. Who takes care of those who don't care sometimes. It's the God of life. He created us. And not only creation, he recreated his people. Be born again in Christ Jesus. Cut off from the law, engrafted in Christ by faith alone. Living in him. He lives and he says, you will live. May I ask you, you longed for this day, eh? Have you ever longed to go to the house of God? Did you long also together today to the house of God? And then he sees the sparrow and the swallow. And he sees them building a nest, and the swallow with clay to dwell, the sparrow nests in the corner of the building. And do you know what he sees there? Not only the swallow and the sparrow, but also their children in the house of God. He is jealous. He's persecuted, probably, I don't know why, in this portion of the scripture, but he was separated. He couldn't go. But he sees, as in a vision, those birds with the little ones. So not only he, but also his children, his family. If God gives you children, not only you, with your children in the courts of the people there, they kneel, bow, confess their sins. When the high priest is entering the holiest of holies with blood, they confess their sins and say, "We have sinned, Lord, not worthy to be thy child anymore." And he sprinkles the blood to be washed from all sins. Be anew, renewed too. And God lives in his house. Not like in the Old Testament anymore, but where two or three are together gathered. When I was in South Africa, I saw those indigenous people. When they came into the church, they took off their shoes. I said, "What is it?" And then they taught me, and say, "Where two or three are together, it's a holy spot." They taught me a lesson. Is the church today a holy place for the holy service? Are we here obeying the Lord? Church-wise, personally, doctrinally-wise, to serve him, to worship him, in his sanctity, a jewel, holiness for the church today. I hope it might be with you. But there is a second wonder. Since I am some weeks here, I saw a house somewhere on a corner be broken down. And you told me it was your house. And you told me more. You said, "Just before we will have our wedding, the Lord's wedding, we build it anew." And I saw the family do it, car after car, building a house to live in. You long for it, I think, isn't it? Is it ready? Oh, wonderful. They are builders, eh? The wits, eh? Builders, eh? You're a builder too. But see, your first house must be broken down. That's rotten. To have a new house. Spiritually too. And you told me, you said, we couldn't live in it. We need a new one. Ik legde lijn verder. Ik heb gezien dat je een huis wouden. En elke keer keek ik. Ik zeg tegen mevrouw, zie, het is nou al half grijs. Het was eerst allemaal van dat witte papier. En nou was het half grijs. Het werd steeds mooier. Maar waar woon je eigenlijk? Waar wil je eigenlijk wonen? Wat is je eigenlijke huis? van wie ben je eigenlijk een kind? Welk huis is eigenlijk het most? Oh, I have to go to English again. Which house is your house, ultimately? What's the best house? In which house are you home? And outside of this house, are you a stranger? You know what the psalmist says? I dwell in the house of the Lord. That's my house. Why? Child of God, like the sparrow and the little ones. And the swallows. And the little birds. Yeah, I'm speaking too loud, I know, but excuse me. When I thought about this text, I knew a little bit what it meant. And was hungry after God. I desired to go to the house of the Lord. And I have been sometimes, and I'm witnessing myself, that I said, here I want to stay and never to leave again. This is God's house. And by grace, my house. David had a palace. But he says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. And he has said in your text, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Listen, I have to explain it first. Some people say you're blessed when you live in and dwell in his house. No, when you are blessed, then you dwell in his house. Do you know what blessed means? That God, by his Spirit, works grace in your heart, a new life. Then you have a desire to live in the house of God. And otherwise, you're not interested. It's an SOS building in times of need. But not your house. You easily don't go to church easily. No. I know it all. I've never seen something good of the church. There you go, today. But if God gives you that grace, by the Spirit, not only to be given the forgiveness of sins by faith in Christ, cut off your old house. But also by the indwelling of the Spirit, that's the word, Azrei. Then the Spirit lives in you, and that Spirit moves you as a child of God to be in that house. Some people speak about that house with many mansions. And when you want to die and have to die, and I'm not saying want to die, but if you have to die, I always hear people speaking about many mansions in the house of God, longing for it, prepared for it, said the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you this, if this house of God, or the house of God, is never being your dwelling place. To be a stranger outside of it, you won't be in that house of God forever. Do you hear me? Lifetime is short. And what do? We in the house of the Lord, it looked to the priest, it was to the children of Korah, to the Levites. They were singing choirs. If you have that grace, do you know what Luther says about singing? That's praying two times. Singing is praying two times. You come from Uruk, eh? And I like many times that Urk singing. Sorry, but they sing sometimes with their hearts. But it's praying two times, if it's true. And if you will be in the house of God forever, you will praise Him from eternity to eternity. Your merits will be undone. You might enter through the gates of righteousness. Esther, you have a grandfather who's praising God day and night. And I think a grandmother too. There are even family members praising God for mercy's sake. He was a loner. A loner, but not alone. A vertical loner, but not alone. God had revealed Himself in Christ to his soul to be a stranger on earth. Jan, hoe zal het zijn straks, Jan? Zo'n ontmoeting op het sterrenbed. So I met him on his deathbed. He said, but after the sour, the sweet cometh. I will praise him forever. And if God gives you grace, you start praising him here. May I ask you, traveleth with me to an everlasting eternity. What's God's heart for you? Your dwelling place? Is it your dwelling place? If not here, then it's not there. It's a wonderful text. It's a convicting text. It puts you to the spot. Jacobus and Esther. I've seen you get a nice house. There was a man, when he got a new house, his wife always found deficiencies on it. Then the kitchen wasn't good, and then the room was too small. So the man had to build in his life 20 houses. For every time when the house was built, he says something is wrong in it. And I spoke to him, he said, that's not easy, probably. He says, no, but it comes a time, dear pastor, I built my last house. And he got a new house. For this world vanishes, and the wrath of God is to come, and you hear his footsteps. Don't you hear them? He's coming. Be prepared. There's grace. Je kunt 100 huizen bouwen, maar er mankeert altijd wat aan. Ik hoop dat het 50 jaar volhoudt als dat nog kan. Maar ik ben bang, als je bouwer bent, hij dan toch eens weer wat anders gaan bouwen. Oh, pastor, don't say that now. No, I'm not. But listen. I can only say to you, blessed is the man and his wife that dwell in that house, praising him forever. When God saves your soul, you start singing and praising Him forever. As a rotten sinner, first demolish your own house, man. And on that fundament that stays forever, God may give you to be built as living stones in that spiritual house. Stays. forever. Oh, my friends with me traveling to eternity, where will you be? Listen, there is a sacrifice for all our sins, for every sin. Do you need it? Are you set at liberty? Is it forgiven to you? Are you a stranger on earth, longing for the house of God from everlasting to everlasting? May God bless you. Amen. Let's sing Psalter 428, the fifth stanza. O teach me, Lord, the way that I should go, then shall thy servant walk therein forever. Give understanding all thy paths to know, then shall I keep the law with zealous fervor. Instruct me in thy perfect will, and lo, I shall observe it with my whole endeavor. And that's it. We read the marriage forum. Why do we have a forum? That we want to change the doctrines concerning the marriage. We lezen nu het huwelijksformulier. We hebben een formulier opdat de inhoud, de leer van het huwelijk niet zou veranderen. Vandaag bijzonder. Als je zegt dat een huwelijk alleen is tussen man en vrouw, ben je al strafbaar. In the New York. Reading of the marriage forum and vows. Whereas married persons are generally, by reason of sin, subject to many troubles and afflictions, to the end that you, Jacobus, Jan, Koster, and Esther, Tamara, DeWitt, to desire to have your marriage bond publicly confirmed here in the name of God before His church may also be assured in your hearts of the certain assistance of God in your afflictions. Hear therefore from the word of God how honorable the marriage state is, and that it's an institution of God which is pleasing to Him. Therefore, He also will, as He has promised, bless and assist the married persons, and on the contrary, judge and punish warmongers and adulterers. In the first place, you are to know that God our Father, after He had created heaven and earth, and all that in them is, made man in His own image and likeness, that He should have dominion over the beasts of the field, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air. And after He had created man, He said, "It's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord has taken from man made he a woman. And bones and flesh, and Adam said, and brought her into the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she is taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Therefore ye are not to doubt, but that the married state is pleasing to God. Since He made unto Adam his wife and brought and gave her Himself to him to be his wife, witnessing thereby that He does yet as with His hand bring unto every man his wife. For this reason the Lord Jesus Christ did also highly honor it with His presence, gifts, and miracles in Cana of Galilee, to show thereby that His holy state ought to be kept honorably by all, and that He will aid and protect married persons even when they are at least deserving it. But that you may live godly in this state, you must know the reasons wherefore God has instituted the same. The first reason is that each faithful assists the other in all things that belong to this life and a better. Secondly, that they bring up the children which the Lord shall give them in a true knowledge and fear of God to His glory and their salvation. Thirdly, that each of them, avoiding all uncleanness and evil lusts, may live with a good and quiet conscience. For to avoid fornication, let every man his own wife, and every woman her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7:2. Insomuch that all who are come to their years and have not the gift of continence are bound by the command of God to enter into the married state with knowledge and consent of parents, or guardians, or friends, so that the temple of God, which is our body, may not be defiled, for whosoever defileth the temple of God shall God destroy. Next. Yet to know how each is bound to behave respectively towards the other according to the word of God. First, you who are the bridegroom must know that God has set you to be head of your wife, that you according to your ability shall lead her with discretion, instructing, comforting, protecting her as the head rules the body. Yea, as Christ is the head, wisdom, consolation, and assistance to His church. Besides, you are to love your wife as your own body, as Christ has loved His church. You shall be no bitter against her, but dwell with her as a man of understanding, giving her honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, considering that you are joint heirs of grace of life, and that your prayers be not hindered. And since it's God's command that the man shall eat his bread in the sweat of his face, therefore you are to labor diligently and faithfully in the calling wherein God has set you, that you may maintain your household honestly, and likewise to have something to give to the poor. In like manner, you must, who are the bride, know how you are to carry yourself toward your husband, according to the word of God. You are to love your lawful husband in honor and fear him, and also to be obedient unto him in all lawful things, as to our Lord, as the body is obedient to the head and the church to Christ. You shall not exercise any dominion over your husband, but be silent. For Adam was first created, and then Eve, to be an help to Adam. And after the fall, God said to Eve, and in her to all women, your will shall be subject to your husband, and you shall not resist his ordinance of God, but be obedient to the word of God and follow the examples of godly women who trusted in God and were subject to their husbands, as Sarah was obedient to Abraham, calling him her Lord. So you shall also be helped to your husband in all good and lawful things, looking to your family and walking in all honesty and virtue, without worldly pride, that you may give an example of it to others in modesty. I'll ask you to stand and I'll come down. I take you all to be witness that there is brought no lawful impediment to this marriage. Since then it's fit that you are furthered in this your work, the Lord God confirms your purpose, which he has given you and your beginning be, in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Join each other's hands, please. Sure. First bridegroom. Jacobus Jan de Costa, do you acknowledge here before God and his holy church that you have taken and do take to your lawful wife, Esther Tamara de Witt, here present, promising her never to forsake her, to love her faithfully, to maintain her as a faithful and pious husband is bound to do, to his lawful wife, that you will live holy with her, keeping faith and truth to her in all things, according to the Holy Gospel. What's your answer?
Yes.
Esther Tamara de Witt, do you acknowledge here before God and his holy church that you have taken and do take to your lawful husband, Jacobus Jan de Costa, here present, promising to be obedient to him, to serve and assist him, never to forsake him, to live holily with him, keeping faith and truth to him in all things, as a pious and faithful wife is bound to a lawful husband according to the Holy Gospel. What's your answer? The Father of all mercies, who of his grace has called you to this holy state of marriage, bind you in true love and faithfulness, and grant you his blessings. Amen. Hear now from the Gospel how firm the bond of marriage is, as described in Matthew 19, 3-9. The Pharisees came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. And they twain shall be one flesh, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committed adultery. And who married her, which is put away, does commit adultery. Believe these words of Christ, and be certain and assured that your God, your Lord God, has joined you together in this holy state. You are therefore to receive whatever befalls you therein with patience and thanksgiving, as from the hand of God, and thus all things will turn to your advantage and salvation. Amen. We will now pray, and the bride and the bridegroom will kneel. And after prayer, we will sing together. Psalter 46, 2 and 3. Lift up your hands on high. Behold his temple ever nigh. And the third, his gracious blessings rest on all. And I ask you to do it standing. Let's pray. Almighty God, thou who dost manifest thy goodness and wisdom in all thy works and ordinances, and from the beginning has said that it's no good that a man be alone, and therefore has created him, help me to be with him, and ordained that they who were two should be one, and who dost also punish all impurity, we pray thee, since thou hast called and united these two persons in the holy state of marriage, that thou wilt give them thy Holy Spirit, so that they in true love and firm faith may live holily according to thy divine will. And resist all evil, wilt thou also bless them as thou hast blessed the believing fathers, thy friends and faithful servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in order that they as co-heirs of the covenant which thou hast established with these fathers may bring up their children, which thou wilt be pleased to give them in the fear of the Lord, to the honor of thy holy name, to the edification of thy church, and to the extension of the holy gospel. Hear us, Father of all mercy, for the sake of Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, like we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Let's sing now. Four thirty-six, two and three. We didn't know each other. But your mother knew me a little bit of the servants. Your father probably too. You too, Esther. Could you ever imagine that you should next to him, standing in? See how wondrous the ways of the Lord are. You had to come from Holland to pour some concrete and find a bride. Isn't it wonderful? It's a gift. I spoke sometimes to people and said, yeah, my wife this or my husband that. And yeah, you can sit if you want. You may stand, it's free, but you might be tired ultimately. I said, but if it's given by the Lord, you shouldn't complain. If she's a gift. He said, Lord, wonderfully. Even with all her shortcomings and character sins, but you're the same. And if you are the chief of sinners, you can keep up with him too. And love him anyways. You need both forgiveness of sins. The unity that's everlastingly, although after a day of marriage comes a day of death. I hope you will be in the marriage feast for the Lord Jesus. You will have not easy times to die. All world things are in upheaval, turn around. In every way, physically, spiritually, division after division, fight after fight. You see it. But one thing you need, to be fed in the house of the Lord, to experience for a rotten, angry sinner, grace in Christ alone. His love that lasts forever. Parents, a girl gone, familie in Holland, ik kan je niet zien, maar wel mee praten. Het is jammer dat hij niet kon zijn, ik begrijp dat wel. Want de corona has his difficulties. Maar toch, je bent de zoon kwijtgeraakt aan Canada, maar je bent hem kwijtgeraakt aan een lieve vrouw, dat geloof ik wel hoor. Dat geloof ik wel, Esther. Dus ik hoop dat dat samen zo mag zijn. Dat u dat ook in het gebed mag dragen als u de Heere vreest. Mijn geliefde vrienden, getuigen. Ik heb dat formulier gelezen, maar als ik dat zou lezen, dan zou publiek, ik heb het hier publiek gelezen. Dat is bijna unbearable. That's, I read the forum, but for many people today, is it unbearable that a woman should obey her husband? No, I'm equal. But why did the Lord do that, do you think? Sin divides. In all lawful things, obedience. Not just saying, no, you do wrong. In lawful things, to be obedient. Grace connects or reconnects if it's grace. Only grace. Only grace. And then subjection to your husband is not difficult. If he loves you, if he cares for you. It's sometimes difficult if it doesn't seem he cares for you. But there can be still love. And faithfulness, because God is faithful. May God bless you all. Prepare to meet God. And time is short. We did a work in Serbia. And yesterday I got a message, a son of Simuralovic, which we supported by the grace over 35 years, passed away by Corona. A strong man. It has to enter eternity. Be prepared to meet God. To be called to the marriage feast when all things are done. Going home to the house of the Father with many mansions. You may sit. Please move the chairs. I have to come down. Yeah, I come down for your rings. But first read a short part of it. Hearken now the promise of Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walks in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, there shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. And the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children and children, peace upon Israel. The Lord of God replenish you with his grace, and grant you that you may long live together. I come down for your rings. Please stand up again. You have the rings? Oh, sure, that is good. You give first the ring to Esther. Wait a moment. Jacobus Jan de Koster, do you give this ring as a sign and seal of your faithfulness and love to Esther Tamara de Witt? What's your answer?
No.
No, then you do it. Does it fit?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's not easy lost. Good. Esther Tamara de Witt, give this ring. Do you have it? All right. As a sign of seal of your love and faithfulness to Jacobus Jan de Koster.
Thank you.
Good, do it. Okay, now you can sit again. I ask the elder now to present the Bible.
Well, Jacobus and Esther, today is a happy day for both of you as you are united in marriage. And it is my privilege to give you the Bible today. It is the best book there is. It is God's word from beginning to end, and there are no mistakes in it. You know, it was written over a period of some thousand years by many writers, and they don't contradict each other. They all speak the same truth. The Old Testament is constantly pointing to the coming of the Savior. Well, I should back up a bit. In Genesis 3, we all fell. And because of that, we need a Savior. And then in the New Testament, the Savior is revealed. He's born of the Virgin Mary. And by his suffering and death, reconciliation has come for his children. All those whom he calls will come, and those that come to him he will in no wise cast out. Now the Bible is a book not to be put on a shelf, it's a book to be read. And it's good to cultivate good habits, so you should read it every day, and you should set a time apart for reading it. Because if you say, I can do it at any time, then it will probably not be done. It's best to set a time apart to read God's word. God reveals himself to us in his word. He speaks to us in his word. So it's a big privilege that we have to have his word. When the Jews were disagreeing with the Lord Jesus, then he said to, and making accusations, then he said, "Search the scriptures. For they are they which testify of me. And in them ye think ye have eternal life." So Jesus appealed to them to search the scriptures to see if what they said was true. And so my appeal to you also is to search the scriptures. For in them there is life.
Let's pray in thanksgiving to the Lord. Lord, it's a wonder that thou hast brought together Jacobus and Esther. And I ask thee to bless them, that they may belong to that church that has a desire to dwell in thy dwelling place. For thou hast the desire that thy people are coming home. Be with them, bless them in this world. Make them a blessing, and that they won't be indifferent. That they might need the instruction on the catechism class, if it's given here, or where it might be. Bless them to be a blessing. We thank thee for the gifts of today, and make it this night the time to think about thy word, meditate. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand, and then we will bless, have the blessing. And after the blessing, there will be the signing ceremony here in church. And I ask the witnesses to come up. But go first and stand. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and his countenance to shine upon thee, and his presence to be with thee, by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can sit. Yes, it may. Esther, what's that? Your signature of a place? That is your. Here, there's a pen. And then jij daar, hè? Here. Ja. Wie nog meer, Esther? Is there another witness? Here. Yeah, no, here. No witnesses. And there, in the church. Spouse. By the authority of the province of Ontario in Canada, I pronounce you to be husband and wife, the family, the court. May God bless you. You can walk out. We first